Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Welcome to the show. We have a good one for you here today. We have Bob Griswold back, and we're going to be talking about a plethora of issues that threaten you. Your government has declared war on you. I want to make a quick announcement. Our good friend Doug Thornton, former DHS, who used to come on the show in DHS as Wrecker, now he's fully unmasked. Well, he's going to be joining yours truly as a co-broadcaster on Global Star Radio Network. And his show will appear on today, as a matter of fact, on Monday. And it will be airing at 11 p.m. Eastern. And you can catch him live, and we'll run some of his archives over on thecommonsenseshow.com. We are really glad to be with you. And the first part of our program is sponsored by Noble Gold. And let me just say this very clearly. If you think the dollar is going to survive much longer, you're not paying attention. We now have lost effectively the backing of the petrodollar, which was the only backing we had. And we are now going through unbelievable debt, intentionally done by this government. And it's designed to collapse the economy, and it will. If you're caught with your money in the bank, like what happened to my mom's family, they went from riches to rags overnight. And that's what's going to happen to anyone who does not pay attention to this. Now, Noble Gold can evaluate where you're at, like they did for me. I went in from being an advertiser to a customer, and they can make adjustments for you. And they are the best at what they do. They are not pushy. They'll send you free material. And they will produce results. I am thoroughly satisfied. Now, no one's going to get through this unscathed, but I feel like I'm pretty well bulletproofed in many areas because of how they handle the backing of my assets. So if you have assets to protect, you need to call them, 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. And tell them Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show told you to call. Well, as I mentioned, Bob Griswold is back, and we're going to be talking about a plethora of threats to you. I want to make this really clear on this show. I'm not going to mix words anymore, and DHS can go to you-know-where with a handbasket. They put out their domestic terrorist alert page 2 days ago, and basically anyone who disagrees with Biden is now considered to be a domestic terrorist, and you can expect the FBI or DHS or both to show up at your door, and when they do, do not talk to them. You tell them, Fifth Amendment, lawyer, get the hell out of my house. I'm not talking to you. This is coming, folks. I'm telling you, it's coming fast and furious. And if you look at Project Veritas, that's what's in for the rest of you. Disagree with Sippy Cup Poopy Pants Joe, this is what's going to happen. So you have had war declared on you. You may not even realize it. You're driving right now. You're listening. You're at home. You're listening. You are the victim of governmental terror, and I can't say this strongly enough. This is an illegitimate government who stole an election, and they're imposing Marxist communist government upon us. Now, on that note, we're going to go into our interview, and I'm going to say this often, and FBI, yeah, I'll be happy to talk to you with a lawyer. Bob, welcome to the show, and I'm done putting up with crap. I'm done. I'm said. I've had enough. This is an illegitimate government. They do not control me.
Well, Dave, I was just thinking that exact same thought this morning, that, you know, when does the federal government become irrelevant? You know, they just commit act upon act against the American people. They're offering, you know, illegal people who came to our country illegally. I mean, they broke the law to get here, up to $450,000 because their families were separated at the border. Excuse me, while we have veterans that are suffering, while we have homeless in this country, you know, while we have people who can't afford their medical insurance, their home insurance, they can't afford their mortgages, and we're going to give this money away. When do people eventually come up and just say enough's enough? We're not going to support the system anymore. We're going to John Galt the system, so to speak, as Atlas Shrugged in the novel Atlas Shrugged. When are we going to John Galt the system and say we're just not going to do this anymore? We're not going to send our kids to public school anymore with this absolute excessive perversion that they're pushing on our children. You know, as Vodi Bakum, a friend, not a friend, but a minister I really enjoy listening to, says, you know, how do you expect to send your children to Caesar for 14 years and not make a Roman? Well, that's what's happening. Christian parents and conservatives are sending their kids into these hellholes. They're being indoctrinated into every type of satanic perversion that you can imagine. And then they come out of public education or pubic education, as I call it, and they hate God, they hate the country, they hate you, and they embrace Marxism. I mean, you know, when is enough enough? When is America, the American people, get to put their foot down and say, we're not tolerating this anymore? You know, I was just reading, you know, that there's a depopulation agenda. The facts of the amount of children that are dying from this vaccine, the amount of people that are getting heart problems, blood clots, that are dying from this vaccine, you add that up with the rest of the intel that we can get, Dave, and it's a depopulation agenda. They want war. That's why it's multifaceted, but one of the reasons they're pushing war with China is to kill a lot of people. They just want the planet depopulated. Climate change will depopulate the planet. War will depopulate the planet. Starvation, which is coming because they're going to make food so expensive. I mean, my wife went to a store the other day and was like, some walnuts were like $18 a pound. That's like a threefold increase over what they were about a year ago. $18 a pound for walnuts. The American people have sat by long enough and watched this illegal tyranny, this illegal government in Washington, impose unconstitutional law upon unconstitutional law upon the American people. The executive branch has no authority to mandate anything. And now they're down to what, corporations of 100 people? They're going to mandate that private business vaccinate people? Dave, do you think they're going to stop at 100? Once they get the 100 through, then they're going to go to 50, 25. Then anybody who wants to be in business has to have the mark of the beast on them. I mean, that's where this is
headed.
They already
have that. It's already being imposed. It's called the vaccine passport. And now 230 banks working with BlackRock and Vanguard are planning to basically excommunicate any business that's not fully compliant with vaccines or environmental, quote, science, unquote.
Yeah, climate change. I mean, the only climate change that happened at this recent summit was when Joe Biden added some greenhouse gas to the atmosphere. You know,
Poopy Pants Joe.
Poopy Pants Joe. And I guess he was I guess when you're not coherent anymore, it doesn't even bother you to do something like that. But that's what we took away from the climate change hearings that they had, was that Joe Biden passed gas. That's 400 private planes flying there, creating untold greenhouse gases, eating the finest lobster, filet mignon, foods, caviar, finest wine, champagnes money can buy. Well, we're supposed to be bug eaters. You know, that's what these people. And how much longer do we tolerate it? I mean, it's just this Carl Rittenhouse thing we were talking about before the program, Dave. I mean, this man was obviously in a defensive posture. He was trying to get away from his assailants. His assailants had hit him over the head, possibly creating a traumatic brain injury, with a skateboard, and that's what they use. Their skateboards are their weapons of choice because they can't be charged with carrying a concealed weapon. The last person he shot, the switch pitcher, you know, the guy who lost one arm, he was pulling a gun on him, and he even admitted it in court. And then the president has the gall to call him a white supremacist. I mean, you know, that's tainting the jury. That should be an automatic mistrial right there. I mean, when the president of the United States calls you a white supremacist, I mean, they have tainted the jury pool. And now we're seeing, Dave, first of all, the prosecutor who's prosecuting this man, they did nothing. But no, they actually did something. They were actually helping and supporting the very people who were burning Kenosha down. They were supporting them. And then this man defends his city against lawlessness, I mean, complete lawless behavior from child rapists and perverts and anarchists, burning business down, destroying his city. And instead of rewarding this man for protecting this city, you know, they throw him in jail and try to charge him with, you know, for first degree murder and put him in prison forever. That's the mindset. Dave, that's what they think about you. So this prosecutor, who has absolutely violated the judge's rulings over and over again and introduced things that the judge has told him not to introduce, that jeopardizing the trial, you know, this man, he should be disbarred. But as we will see, even if he's censored, he'll go in the speaking engagement to the left, and the left will support him. I mean, you know, I was looking at James Comey's book, you know, that he wrote, and I was talking to someone last night about it, and there's like 600,000 copies of it sold. Yeah, I wonder how much the Democratic National Convention bought it, or some, you know, Soros-funded organization bought of that book. I doubt if the American people bought 600,000 copies of that book. So, you know, here we have this fifth element, as you're saying, that are going and attacking everything that is America, everything that we held as dear and true to ourselves. You know, we used to feel comfortable sending our children to education. We used to feel comfortable with federal law enforcement doing its job of catching traitors and bank robbers. We used to feel comfortable with Walter Cronkite in the news. I mean, now every institution that the American people have put their trust in, our Defense Department. I mean, you know, hey, if we're going to attack you, China, we're going to give you a call first. I mean, Dave, the Chinese Navy has just about caught up to the American Navy. Now they're the largest Navy, according to some sources, on the planet. How did that happen? Aren't they there to defend the United States? Or are they there to defend the pronoun? And this thing back to Carl Rittenhouse, you know, we just saw this mayor, what is it, Eric Adams, he threatened to crack down on crime in the low-income sections, and BLM threatens at that point to release bloodshed and violence. Dave, do you realize right now our cities are uncontrollable? They're unmanageable because we have an anarchist element that has the ultimate say. The politicians in this country are scared. They're poopy pants scared of what Antifa and BLM will do if they do anything that BLM or Antifa disagree with. They bring violence to the table. And that's what's ruling these cities now. That's why you just see massive corruption, massive payoffs, massive stealing of federal funds. It's all there, and it's being done because, you know, all the payoffs that have to happen, we're going to burn down. Jesse Jackson was the one who really, and Al Sharpton, they were the ones that really started this, going to businesses and saying, you know, unless you support our cause or charitable organizations, we're going to, you know, unleash a protest against you. So they threaten them with violence if they don't pay off. I mean, that's a protection scheme, and that's what BLM and Antifa are into right now. And that's I would say, every major and secondary, tertiary city in this country, that we have this fifth element of this threat of violence. That massive funds flow into the programs that BLM and Antifa want, which benefit them. And then if you try at all to do anything, Dave, do you realize what this means to our country? We are in a country right now where the cities of America are uncontrollable. They're lawless. You cannot listen. I want to bring law and order to your community. Well, if you do, we're going to commit bloodshed and burn it down. I mean, Dave, that's insanity.
Yeah, and in the meantime, DHS can threaten you and me with the Patriot Act for disagreeing with Biden.
Yeah, if we have over $600 in the bank, they want to scrutinize us. You know, if we don't want to take their jab. I've had COVID. Every bit of science on the planet says that I will not get it again. I'm immune to it because of my antibodies and all the other things they did to my body when I had COVID. That doesn't matter to them. They want to jab me with it, which will probably... Well, not probably. It will affect my immune system in a negative way and make me less immune or resistant to COVID. So, I mean, they don't care. The science doesn't mean anything to them. And like you said, you know, they're going to use social media. They're going to use the financial system, everything to bring coercion to anybody who does not want to comply. Just a friend last night came over. We were talking a little bit, and his sister works at a major teaching hospital in the Knoxville area, and if she does not receive the jab by January 6th, interesting date they picked, she will be dismissed. She's been there for over 10 years, and she'll be dismissed. Last year, do you remember last year, Dave, they were heroes? Mm-hmm. They were America's heroes. We saw all the news media out there going, America's heroes, the doctors and nurses who are handling this. And now there are many of them that are not getting vaxxed, and now they're America's enemies. See how quick the system can turn on you. If you think, Dave, if you think that through silence or some type of activity you can do that you will earn their favor, it's fickle. And it's temporary, and they will turn on you and devour you the same way they're devouring the people in the military who don't want to get vaxxed, the people in the school system who don't want to get vaxxed, the people in private business and hospitals. They're turning on them, and no matter what you do for them, they do not. It's just like Lucifer. You might think he loves you, and you might think he's giving you all this stuff, but in a second, he will turn on you and destroy your life. And that's what we see going on right now, the destruction of everything in America. And I just, you know, Dave, I'm a peaceful person, and this is what we just need to do is say, no, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it anymore. Not violent. I'm just not doing it. I'm not going to comply. You need us. I'm not going to support your programs anymore. We're not going to go along with this anymore. I mean, I was just thinking, why doesn't everybody in that hospital who loves and understands freedom, if you're vaxxed or unvaxxed or whatever, just say, listen, there's a larger cause here than just the vaccination. This is something that the government can force you to inject something in your body that you might have religious objections or moral objections to doing, and they can force you to do it or take away all your livelihood. Everybody in that hospital should walk out and say, listen, I'm sorry. We're not going along with it.
But you know, and what? And they don't care. They don't. That, listen, that's what Biden wants. He wants a hospital shortage. He wants a crisis. He wants a military personnel shortage. He wants worker shortage across America. Hell, he spent a year, almost a year, paying people to stay home.
Yeah, I mean, Dave, at the height where we're heading towards probably a Middle Eastern war and an Asiatic war, we're doing all this. It's just mass insanity. I mean, I don't know if I mentioned already, Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, they're having to buy more AMRAAM missiles because they're shooting down, there's so many drones attacking their country, they're having to shoot them down, and they have to buy more of them now from the United States. Now, how convenient for the people who make them, but it's an unprecedented rate of these drone attacks. And last time I was on the TV program with you, we mentioned that Pennsylvania utility plant that was brought down by a drone. The threat is over and over and over again is being brought down by a drone. And I read a study on the war zone that said, you know, the United States has spent $60 million studying the issue, but they've not done anything about it. You know, they're spending tons of money studying an issue which is pretty simple to address and how we get to fix it, but they just spend money and money, money, money just studying the problem. And that's what's going to happen. And in one night, Dave, you're going to wake up and your grid will be down, your communication will be down, you know, your financial system will be down. Obviously, most people don't have cash on hand, so they can't go. Your cash will be greatly diminished anyhow, but you couldn't even take the cash and go to the store and spend it because their computers will be down. And they just don't realize how vulnerable they are right now, Dave. I say this with trepidation. Listen, you are so vulnerable. You think you have the king's clothes on, but you're walking around naked right now. And your finances overnight could be gone. Your ability to communicate overnight could be gone. Your freedom to move in this country overnight could be gone. And so, you know, the American people need to do it's multifaceted. First of all, we need to stand up and say, we're not going to comply. We're not going to be violent. We're just not going to comply anymore. We're not going to do it. You need us. We don't need you. You're irrelevant. You're that little 10-mile square thing in part of our country that you think you can dictate to every life and examine every life while your lives. I mean, Dave, you think of this. Right now, we have a mental patient running the country. We have a whore, basically, running the country. And we have a commode-hugging drunk running the country. The three top people running this country are those types of people.
Yeah, let's name them.
They're irrelevant. They're becoming irrelevant. And the only way they can maintain relevancy is to beat you over the head with a bigger and bigger stick. And that's what they're doing because everybody knows they're irrelevant. I mean, you got a government that wants to give away $450,000 to people who broke the law to get here, and yet we have homeless people. We have veterans that are suffering horribly. You know, my birthday's coming up, and on my Facebook page, Dave, I have a thing there to donate to Wounded Warrior Project. And I would say, no matter how you do it, these men and women went and fought for our country, and they need assistance. They've lost legs and arms and eyes, and, you know, they need assistance, and the government is not taking care of them. And at the same time, the government wants to give $450,000 to people who broke the law to get here. I mean, it's insanity, Dave. You know, at the same time, again, being destroyed. Remember we talked about on the TV program, the USS Connecticut cannot be repaired in the Pacific Basin where it's at, because they've shut down all the repair bases. Guam can no longer fix that submarine. There's no floating dry docks there. They can take that submarine. That submarine has to travel with its nose cone completely broken off 6,500 miles to either Hawaii or Bremerton to get fixed. And it might not even be fixed at all. They might just have to trash it, because it's just going to be too expensive, and by the time they got it fixed, it would be outdated.
It's just amazing that we would suffer something like that.
America, if you do not stand now, you will kneel shortly. You will kneel shortly.
Mm-hmm.
And you will kneel with a sword on your neck. Not a boot, a sword.
Well, we're going to step aside just for a second here, ladies and gentlemen. And the gravity of the situation is apparent in Bob's voice, both in content and inflection. And you better heed the warning. And you better heed this warning. Everything that can be done to take food away from you is being done right now. Doesn't matter, fertilizer being manipulated, the plants closing, still haven't reopened the meat packing plants. If COVID was still such a big threat, why not put the National Guard in hazmat suits? I mean, this administration, I'll say it again from the top of the hour, they're declaring war on you. They want to make you food dependent so they can control you. And if you don't do what they want, you're not willing to sacrifice for them, including your life, they will take away your ability to survive. This is why you need to become your own supply house. And this is one of the reasons why I am stressing storable food. People say, how much do you need? Well, FEMA and DHS have said 6 months. Other experts say 2 years in seeds. I'm going to say this. Those predictions and projections are out the window now, because this is an indefinite problem. You need to get as much as you can, as quickly as you can, because when the specter of hyperinflation hits, your gathering days are over. So you need to start yesterday and go full bore. If that means you got to cancel your subscription on Netflix or this other nonsense, that's what you have to do if you want to survive. We can help you with the food. We say food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. We'll help you with the food. MPS is still standing, where a lot of the food companies are not, or they're greatly diminished in their ability to meet the demand. The demand is now beginning to skyrocket. How do I know? Because I see our sales orders. You need to get in line right now, or you'll be at the end of the line waiting. It's not a fear tactic. It's a fact. Here's how you do it. You go to preparewithdave.com. There's a special there. There's a great special. And you order in increments of the special that's offered, so you get the savings all the way through. You'll get restaurant quality. And I'm not talking organic. I'm talking it tastes good. You can tolerate the food for long periods of time because there's diversity. You won't habituate to it. And you get 25-year shelf life, and you're going to get prompt delivery. That's the promise from MPS, and they're still making demand their priority, and they're meeting it. Preparewithdave.com. Do not ignore this warning, and I mean that sincerely. Well, we're speaking with Bob Griswold, and we're just hearing example after example after example of how the government is attacking you. Bob, let me throw one more thing in, and it's really kind of unrelated, but it's not. I just did a broadcast late last night, and I talked about Maine is projecting 60% utility rise this winter. People are going to die.
Eat or heat.
That's right. Eat or heat.
In some cases, we won't be able to do either. There's people out there who won't be able to do either, Dave.
But that's because Biden keeps canceling the pipelines, and he's deliberately doing this to you. He is committing murder against American citizens with these energy policies.
And Dave, the beef, chicken, poultry industries in this country are being regulated out of business. I mean, with greenhouse gas emissions, with chicken farts and cow farts, they should worry about president farts more. But they're regulating beef and chicken out of existence in this country, as so they're regulating the internal combustion engine out of existence in this country. They're regulating free thought out of existence in this country. Everything, private property, they're regulating it out of existence. The ability to prepare. I mean, they're saying that consumer prices jumped 6.2% in last year. They just think what that is on a national level, I mean, a yearly level. And that's lying. I mean, because they don't take housing, food, and petrol, gasoline into the equation. It's going insane. You will not be able to afford the things that you can afford today a year from now. It's just going to be, I mean, unbelievable. When I go to the supermarket and look, Dave, I was at Home Depot, I'll say it, Home Depot just the other day and looking for some electrical parts. And I was just talking with a gentleman asking him, do you have this in stock and that in stock? And they said, no, we can't get it right now. Product after product, we couldn't get it right now. And I said, I just play coy. And I said, so what, do you have a lot of shortages? And he said, they have a lot of shortages of things they can't get right now. So, I mean, it's not only just the inflation, it's being able to get it. I could walk into the grocery store with a shopping cart full of $100 bills, and if there's nothing on the shelves, what good is that going to do me? Nothing. It's not going to do me any good at all. So if you have... I'm not saying blow your whole savings. I'm saying with reason, make sure that you have food in your home, because that will be the linchpin of which they coerce. It will be the final linchpin they pull to coerce you into their system, vaccine, whatever they want to do. You have to eat. So no food, no shopping, unless you're vaxxed or whatever. That will be the final straw that they pull. When all the other coercion mechanisms don't work, that's where they're going to go. You have to eat. If you want to eat, you've got to get vaxxed. Oh, you just won't eat. And by the way, you can't buy any seeds and grow a garden either, because that doesn't suit our agenda. But again, I was just listening to a representative from Florida. The Obama administration made her homeless. Their family lost their beef farm. And she came back. And eventually she was made homeless by him, and she came back and actually won a seat in Congress, and she's trying to fight these things right now. But she says that the beef and chicken farmers in this country are being put out of business by regulation. Now, it's being done deliberately. We know they don't want protein in the American diet unless it's bug protein. They don't want you to enjoy what they enjoy daily, what they eat daily. When they go to climate change conferences and eat, they want you to have, you know, gruel, bugs to eat, all this other, you know, stuff that's absolutely repulsive. That's what they eat, because it's multifaceted, but part of it is demeaning. You know, the bully loves to demean. He picks on the weaker kid because he can make himself look good and demean that little the weaker person. And that's the way the government has become now. It likes to bully people. I mean, Project Veritas. Now, I guess a federal judge has told the FBI to back away. We'll see if they do or not. They probably won't. But, you know, this thing with Hunter Biden's, you know, diary. Dave, you know, the FBI is getting involved with a stolen diary. I mean, if my diary was stolen, would the FBI come and, you know, investigate that? If you had a diary stolen, would they investigate that? But why are they all this stuff that they're doing with Hunter Biden's diary? I mean,
don't ask me a rhetorical question you don't want the answer to, my friend.
Yeah, well, we all know.
Because we're talking about the perversion of the laptop with Hunter, you know, as a parallel situation with the diary with Ashley, in which she claimed she was sexually molested by her father, the president. Hello, FBI and DHS, are you listening? This is who you're serving, and this is what they're trying to cover up.
Yeah, Dave, it draws back to the fact that in the German army, there were good officers. You know, Rommel was a good officer, probably a fairly moral man, and yet in the end, this highly decorated German officer was given two choices: trial and execution or you eat a bullet and you'll get a state funeral. You know, that's the choices the state gives you. At the end, that's the choices the state's going to give you. And that's what Rommel had to do. He had to eat a bullet, and he got a nice state funeral out of it. He had a widow that was honored, but he was dead. And he had served the German government, Adolf Hitler, with loyalty. He'd won campaign after campaign, and in the end, they turned on him. Dave, these people are going to turn on you no matter what you're doing. They're going to turn on you, and they've already turned on the American people. But if you're serving them and you think you can serve them and you're going to earn their favor, you're crazy. I mean, you just look at Hillary. Hillary's the archetypical bureaucrat. She surrounds herself with throwaways so that when trouble comes, they just give one of the throwaways. And the throwaways think they really have worked themselves in to be friends with the Clintons. And they don't realize the Clintons could care less about you. They're going to throw you away and throw you under the bus when they need to. And that's what we're going to see going on right now. Is it going to be, there's great purges going on. These people, the Navy SEALs, the Green Beret, the Rangers that have served their country with distinction, they're going to be thrown away. School teachers that have tried to educate children because they won't go along with some pervert agenda, they're going to be thrown away. Doctors and nurses that have served the medical needs of the communities are going to be thrown away. Dave, how many more examples do we need to give before people can figure it out? You are a disposable piece of garbage to them.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's one other thing I wanted to bring to your attention since you have touched in this area. Here in Scottsdale, Arizona, you know, and I live north of the metropolitan area, but down in the Phoenix metropolitan area in Scottsdale, Jan Michael Greenberg, the superintendent of the Scottsdale School District, has brought in critical race theory and all the perversion that we have talked about ad nauseum. But he did one other thing. He hired private detectives to follow, videotape, record, get public records such as divorce, tax information on his opponents from the public. And that just broke. That broke yesterday. We're talking the KGB surveillance state is present in the Scottsdale School District. This is who's running our schools. And folks, I'm telling you right now, you're talking to someone who's taught everything from ninth grade to postgraduate. I'm telling you at this moment, find a good charter school. There are some. Find a good private school. There are some. But you need to get your kids out of the government schools. No exceptions. They are all perverted. NEA got $5 billion to pervert the minds of your kids. By the way, you know where that $5 billion came from? It was pork from the stimulus bill.
Again, Dave, how many more examples do people need? So every institution that was there at one time to defend the American way of life, I mean, even Superman now doesn't say, truth, justice, the American way. They've dropped that motto from him, and now I guess some of these superheroes are going pervert. Everything is being destroyed. This is why Jesus said, come out from among them, be separate, says the Lord, touch no unclean thing, and I will receive you. I would turn that on its head and say, you mean, if I don't come out and touch no unclean thing, then you won't receive me? I would say, yeah, that's pretty true. If you want to be friends with the world and friends with this system that is bringing death to humanity, then you will not be a friend of God. You will not be. It's just that simple. And you can make all the excuses and explanations, but how do we sacrifice our children to the God of Moloch, public school or pubic school, knowing that they're going to pervert our children sexually, they're going to pervert them as far as their economic models for what's successful, communism, they're going to pervert them every way they can pervert them. I mean, just more and more of this perversion being shown to elementary school, kindergarten children. Before you figure it out, your children are the gift from God that he gave you, and you're going to put them into this type of hellhole and thinking that somehow you can make moral justification for it. You know, that's, to me, it's akin of saying, I'm going to put my child in the SS because he'll be safe there. The government will like him if he joins the SS. It's to me, it's on that level because the statistics are clear. You put your children in these public schools, they come out hating you, hating the government, and hating freedom. They want communism, Marxism, and they want perversion. That's what they come out as.
Well, there's one other element, too. We have substituted the three R's with critical race theory and sexual perversion.
And did you see now that the Republicans have won in Virginia, they're opening the welcome mat to the whole woke community, saying, you know, we can accept you into our party.
I know.
I mean, the very reason they won in such a dramatic way, now they're going to embrace the death and wokeness that they were voted into office to get rid of.
Well, you know, let me say something about that. I've been working with Susan Bradford on this issue, uncovering, and she's got some good information, and it really matches what I've uncovered, too. When you look at Glenn Youngkin, for example, and Terry McAuliffe, their demeanor is dramatically different, but their background is identically the same. McAuliffe is an investor in the Carlyle Group. If you like wars, you like Carlyle. And Youngkin was a member of the Carlyle Group, worth an estimated $500 million. Tweedledee, Tweedledum, guess where your thumb got stuck, people, in this election? You got fooled.
Yeah. Well, Dave, it's been the history of that. The one president that tried to break the mold, I mean, two, I would say Ronald Reagan in some degrees tried to break the mold, and there was an assassination attempt on him. You know, just as a side note, we know all these illegal aliens that are being brought into Florida by all these secret flights going in there. I wonder if they've made DeSantis a target. I do.
I wondered the same thing. Yeah, I wondered exactly the same thing. And the fact that you can't process these people in any airport and they come in at 2 a.m., speaks to the fact that you have terrorists on those planes.
Precisely. The same thing with loads of children being floated around the country. God knows what they're doing with those children. Excuse me, let me turn that off. God knows what they're doing with these children. Dave, okay, so here's the bottom line of it, as Steve Quayle would say. You've got a very, very short window to finish your preps. You can ignore it. You can mock it. You can say it's fear porn. You can do whatever you want to do, but you're going to be the one that if you're going to have to do everything the government tells you, because you haven't made any preparations to live outside the system. You've mocked those that live outside the system, and then when the system tells you that you have to get in line, go to a camp, take a vaccination, do whatever. And you have no ability to physically resist that, meaning, you know, gold, guns, guts, food, all that stuff we talk about, then you are going to be forced into that way of life. And that's the whole way the mark of the beast in the book of Revelation will become so overwhelming, as though every apparatus of normal existence, of living, is going to be turned to coerce you into taking these more and more draconian measures the government wants.
So you're leaving out one thing, Bob. I'm sorry, but you are. You hit the essentials, but there's one thing. I spent a lot of time in reflective thought and prayer. This is what I believe is coming, and you're right about the shortages, but they are, just back up here. They've already had one Legion of Doom meeting with anarchist terrorists and so forth, and I won't go into all the details now. I've written about it on thecommonsenseshow.com. You can look at it there. But they are planning massive false flag attacks. Massive.
And, absolutely.
And this isn't Dave Hodges saying this alone. This confidential sources, high up, formerly high up in law enforcement, people like Paul Preston, we all are getting the same intel. And here's what's going to happen, Bob. This is what speaks to my heart on this. They're not just going to do false flags. They're going to do false flags and blame Christians, because ultimately Satan versus Jesus, and there is no sitting on the fence, and they're going to blame the Christians so they can start outlawing Christianity, and the persecution will begin.
And arresting them. I mean, to arrest them. I mean, this is classic, you know, ancient Rome. When Nero burnt down Rome, he blamed the Christians for it. And then, you know, he actually took the Christians to that point, tied them to stakes, dipped them in pine tar, and lit them on fire to light his gardens in the evening. I mean, they did that. If you don't think that's going to happen today, it is going to happen today. This is why getting out of the system now to the degree you can, becoming self-reliant to the degree you can right now, getting your children out of the public education system right now is so important. It's critical for your survival that you do these things. Because if you don't, you're going to fall into this system. You're going to be trapped into it. It's a miry muck like quicksand. And when you finally wake up, you're going to be neck deep into quicksand, and you'll realize my ability to escape this is impossible at this point. I cannot. So now's the time, the closing window of preparations, because food prices are getting ready to skyrocket. Shortages in the food prices, you know, beef and chicken, they're trying to get rid of those, obviously. Internal combustion and gasoline, diesel, kerosene, propane, getting rid of all that. Forcing you into their medical program of vaccination, which is causing untold death and misery in people's lives. Your window's short. And on top of it, war with China, the takedown of our infrastructure. Dave, I just feel sometimes so inadequate to express it all, because it is so all-encompassing right now. And that's what it is. It's designed to overwhelm the senses, that you cannot resist them because they control everything. You know, was it Twilight Zone? We control the audio. We control the video. We control everything, and your ability to resist is non-existent. You can't resist us. Well, we can. And there's millions, tens of millions of us out there. You know, have your...
We won't resist until it's, I hate to say too late, but we won't resist until there's such an overwhelming crisis. Your options to respond are extremely limited. We need to take our last break here, ladies and gentlemen. And when we do respond, when we start to really rise up, they will shut your city down. They have practiced it. I've lived in a city where it's happened, Phoenix, Arizona, and they shut it down in 30 minutes. They shut St. Paul down in 20 minutes. They've rehearsed these things, continuity of government. They don't plan to enter the cities to stop the violence when there's the food shortage and people are killing each other to get their resources. They're going to just cut you off, no one in, no one out, no communication. And when it happens, you'll have no warning. So your cell phone suddenly will not work. What if you have family members scattered throughout the city? How will you communicate with them? Good question. What happens when you're driving in a remote area? Your car breaks down. You can't count on your cell phone then, can you? So this is why we have gotten into the satellite phone advertising business, because I really believe in what sat phones can do. And they're hard to censor. That's the beauty of this. To find out more, and the Galileo program they have, where people like myself, Steve Quayle, Mike Adams, Doug Hagman, are sending out several critical alerts a day to keep you updated, you can find about all that by calling 855-980-5830, 855-980-5830. And by the way, people say, is it expensive? I pay 1/4 the cost for my sat phone as I do my cell phone bill. Now, I don't use it to chit-chat. It's just for emergencies, but it is very affordable. 855-980-5830. Back with Bob Griswold. Bob, you know, we're starting to wind down here, and I just wanted to...
I feel like I'm winding up, Dave.
Well, but winding down in terms of the show.
I know.
But what do we do? What do we need to do to amp the...
Hey, two things I want to say right now.
Okay.
Yeah. I would recommend everybody... I ordered it, and I just read the reviews on it. Robert Kennedy's book, The Real Anthony Fauci, I would recommend getting that book. It talks about how he, because he has such a large budget, how he wields the medical profession according to his whims. I mean, it's not the medical profession, it's the Fauci profession. And on The Defender right now, we were just talking about it, it popped up. The Defender, it says, don't be fooled. Lab-grown meat is a disaster in the making. And this is what they want. This is why they're getting rid of the cattle and the chickens. And it says, fake meats aren't about your health or a healthy environment. They're a tool to phase out farmers and ranchers and replace them with ultra-processed food products that can be controlled by patents. That's on The Defender. I mean, and then it gives all these bullet points. you know, the cost is going to be astronomical when they finally release it to the American people. It says one expert estimates the cost of 1 kilogram of cell culture product for human consumption would cost in excess of $8,500 to $3,600 per kilogram. Pharmaceutical grade specifications, clean rooms that would be necessary to slow growth these cells, which make them extremely vulnerable to contamination and bacteria and viruses. Okay, hey, so much for your, you know, lab-grown meat. When lab-grown chicken made its first startup in the in Singapore, it was produced using fetal bovine serum, largely canceling out one of the tenets of the cultured meat rhetoric that it's made without animals. I mean, everything they tell you is a lie, Dave. I'll send you this story. It's a whole this one's article right here is a whole story in and of itself.
Yeah.
This is why they're regulating multi-generational farms out of existence that have grown, you know, supplied the meat needs of America. They're regulating them out of existence because they want to introduce this 1984 lab-grown, unhealthy, contaminated, you know, infected meat, fake meat to America. Because you know why? It won't make strong men. It won't make strong muscles. You take the protein away and people become a lot weaker. Dave.
I do. I know where you're going with this. I want to throw something in here too that really will accentuate a difference. We think of China as we'll throw the Falun Gong for their meditation practices into prison and extract their organs from them while they're still alive. The same with the Uyghurs. All these human rights violations that China is well known for, their government are a bunch of psychopathic animals preying upon their population. And let's compare China to the U.S. just for a second in one area. The Chinese have now issued several national bulletins, and it says the authorities are strongly urging families to stockpile daily necessities because they will soon be unavailable. Now, that's China with their history of extreme and blatant human rights abuses, probably the worst government in the history of the world. And let's look at ours. Where's your warning, ladies and gentlemen? You have to come on here for me to talk to you about food, communication, backing up your assets. You're not getting this from your government. The Chinese are doing more for their abused population than the Biden administration is doing for America.
They're doing that because they realize that war is going to bring famine. It always does. If you look at the Four Horses of the Apocalypse, war brought famine, and famine brings disease. I mean, that's what's coming. I mean, I hate to rain on people's parades, but that's what's coming. War, famine, disease, and death.
Yeah.
Those are the four horsemen of the apocalypse. And
not to mention the mark of the beast, which has come in largely under the guise of the vaccine mandates, but it's going to be expanded greatly. I already alluded to what the banks are doing with Vanguard and BlackRock.
So it's time that we take this seriously. It's time we peacefully say no more. I'm not going to obey. And it's going to cost us all. But at what point do we realize that the longer we don't resist, the harder it will be to resist?
I've said this many times, and I think it bears repeating. My relatives from Germany that I live with are basic predecessors. They told me when I was a child, I asked them, why did the people put up with Hitler? And they said, we just thought he was a fad, a passing fancy. We made fun of him. He sounded like a complete jackass when he spoke. And he said, we didn't realize, and for us, until it was almost too late to get out, that this man was not going anywhere. And I would issue the same warning right now to America. This administration, oh, sippy cup, poopy pants Joe will be gone. Kamala Harris and her cackling whore ways will be gone. But there'll be the new generation that will step right in, and they'll continue with this tyranny until most of you are dead.
Well, that's what they want. They even say it. They want you dead. Flyover USA, meaning 90% of us, 95% of us, they want dead. The people they want left will be compliant. That's why you have to obey them. They're only looking for compliant people. That's why they want to get rid of people in all the major professions in the United States, because they just want people who go, you know, do whatever they tell them to do without question. You know, no officers in the military left that will question orders. No medical professional that will question, you know, what they're going to be doing to American people. You know, Fauci, what he does to animals, he's just known for these horrible torture of animals, injecting lidocaine into their throats so they don't have to hear them whimper. As they torture them. I mean, if he can do that to an animal, I'm saying he can do it to you.
He is. It's called COVID.
Robert Kennedy's book.
It's called COVID gain of functioning. That's what he did to us. He's responsible for at least 12 million deaths in this country. He is the modern day Dr. Mengele.
Well, a lot of the AIDS deaths in the early 80s, all those things. He did all of that. All of it. It's always goes to his doorstep. And so they're willing to do that to people. It's just,
by the way,
you know,
Bob,
when do we say?
Did you see Bill Gates? We need to have germ war rehearsals. Did you see
they're
that?
Already having them.
I'm not joking. I'm not joking. I said that. He said late this week, I believe it was, well, 2 days ago, Tuesday, Thursday, Wednesday. Wednesday, he said, we need to have germ rehearsal events for what's coming. Now he did Project 201, which was coronavirus, in advance of it coming.
Well, Dave, I know the Russians have recently developed this toxin that comes out of puffer fish. It's a tetra whatever toxin. It's 1,200 times more powerful than cyanide. They've learned to encapsulate it, and it's distributed as an aerosol. It'd be a biological or chemical, whatever you want to call it, war agent. I mean, these people that are doing this stuff are just absolutely insane, and they're bent on the destruction of humanity. That's where we're at. And so, I mean, when do we get to the point we realize these people are no longer serving the human race? They're serving their Lord and Savior, Satan, or the thought of Savior, and that what's going to happen is the death of billions and billions of people. I mean, and it's no longer hyperbole. It's no longer people can say this is fear porn. This is hyperbole. You can't say that anymore, because we actually see it unfolding right before our eyes. So, Dave, this is why the Bible gives such sage advice. Come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Touch no unclean thing, and I will receive you. Well, I mean, education's become unclean today.
I know.
All these institutions have become unclean. Banking's unclean. You need to be able to operate outside banking.
The schools are unclean. I mean, this is how low it's gone. The churches have become unclean. Bob, you have an organization called readymaderesources.com, and we got about a minute, and I wanted to give you a second to promote what you do, because you provide some valuable services and products.
Well, Dave, again, you know, it's what we do. It's our passion is provide people with the means by which they can help survive. You know, the people who are prepared for what's coming are going to have a much greater chance of survival and living through it than the people who are not. I mean, the question boils down, do you want to be in a government camp or do you want to be independent? What do you want for your life and the lives of your spouse and your children and your friends? What do you want? There can be no longer any question as to the end results of what these people are want from us. They want our lives, and whether in death or just to serve them, to be cogs in their wheel. And there's ways that we have right now of helping prevent us from falling into their plans for our life, that we can still have the ability to plan our life. And ready-made resources, we provide, you know, gear and preparation supplies covering all aspects of life. And I will also spend time with people. We had customers come in the store yesterday, and they wanted a plan. And I help them develop a plan to help them survive what is coming.
I can tell you what's coming in one word: tribulation.
Yes, great tribulation.
Yeah, it's so, we're here,
Bob.
The moment of truth has arrived.
What do they say? You know, you cook or get off the stove, something to that effect. They can reach me at 800-627-3809. I'd be glad to talk with anybody. 800-627-3809. I'd be glad to talk with you. Don't feel like you have to buy something. I really do want to see you and your family, you know, help go through what is coming here in the very future. I mean, we see it unfolding right before us right now. And as Steve Quayle corrects me, it's not in the future. It's here now. I mean, when prices go up 6.2% in a month, you figure that's, what, 70% a year?
That's called hyperinflation, Bob.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know, they got half their bill through, the $1.75 trillion. Now they've got to work on the other half, the key and the lock. That's what Glenn Beck described it. They got the key, now they're going for the lock.
Wow.
And when they get both of them, America is over. I mean, it's functionally over right now unless American people stand up and say enough's enough, we're not doing this anymore.
Like
no
I
more
said,
vaccines.
People think it's just going to all blow over, and it's not going to blow over.
Yeah, no more
we're
public
out of time,
schools,
Bob,
no
and,
more
and,
compromising churches.
Yeah, I'm afraid we're out of time, though, but I just wanted to say thank you for coming on. And ladies and gentlemen, this is not scare tactics. This isn't fear-mongering. It's time that you prepped. It's time
it's
you
history.
Work. Yeah, we got to run. Thanks, Bob. We'll talk to you soon.
God bless, Dave. Bye-bye.